This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com, and I have the pleasure today in our profile on Keystone Plastics to have Brian Naftal, who is in sales and operations. He modestly says he's been in this company, basically he grew up in it. He's been there since 1999. And Michael Santos is the sales and marketing manager, and he's been with Keystone about a year and a half and is at the point where he is pretty much integrated into this industry. So, gentlemen, thanks for joining me today to talk about Keystone. And I guess, Brian, I'd toss the ball in your court and just say, you know, give us some background about Keystone Plastics, which is, you know, one of the premier makers of brooms and brushes and more to the power sweeping industry.
Great, Ranger. Thank you for letting us have this time. Keystone Plastics is third-generation manufacturer full-line replacement brooms and brushes for street sweepers servicing North America and many other regions in the world. We've been in business since 1954 and working very hard to have a fourth generation come around in the business.
Yeah, that's a kind of longevity you can only hope for in a family-run business. And I think that's important that it is a family-run business as well. I think that you get tend to get a little different customer service, a little different view of the customer, and maybe a better understanding of their problems. Would you agree with that?
I think it's been one of our edges to have the longevity of a family-run business, with also the ability to bring people into the business to help us grow and be as successful as we are. So the blend of both is what has helped us achieve our goals and position us for the future.
And do you sell throughout the entire United States further than that? Or talk about your market area, please.
We have reach to every continent besides Antarctica. They don't need many brooms down there, but so we have reach throughout the world. We're known and recognized for our quality and the Made in the USA label goes a long ways with our friends around the world.
Well, I would sure think that quality becomes even more important when you get outside your country of operation, because you don't want take-backs and the shipping expense on brooms and brushes because of their weight is considerable as well. So I can see where focusing on quality really, you know, would make a difference. You've been pretty innovative through the years, too. Have one of you talk a little bit about the innovation advantages that Keystone offers.
Yeah, sure. You know, one of the nice things about having an operation like we do here at Keystone is we make everything under one roof here in South Plainfield, New Jersey. And what that means is we're able to do a lot of different things. We bring everything in from the raw materials, and we extrude plastic, and we also extrude plastics for other different types of businesses as well. So we really understand and know that business, how to make plastics and how to do things. And having a full team of engineers and the staff that we have under one roof that's been together as long as everyone's been here working together has really, really allowed us to focus on what we do, get better at it, understand the market, and come up with some different products. So we've done a lot of different things over the years, everything from the strip rooms, and then taking the strip room to that next level, extruding our own channel and being able to make a combo strip room, which we're the only one that can do that right now in the marketplace, to even small little things with different types of brooms that we have, just to always try to come up with different ways and understand how to make people more efficient, how to get products to people faster. It's really allowed us to, you know, be a part of the market and the industry that we're in. And it all comes down to working together, internally and with our customers as partners.
Well, that's those are all very admirable things. Let's talk about your combo broom. Tell me what our listeners what that is.
So the All Pro and their combo wafers is really a awesome product that's helped us greatly in the marketplace. It is a layer of wire that's crimped that has a wave to it, with poly on the other side, adding the stiffness and rigidity. So when people sweep, they lead with the wire, and the wire is what engages the ground, but the plastic bristle behind it sweeps it. So you have a scratch and a sweep at the same time to really clean the surfaces, to scratch the, to remove mud, if there's mud, to sweep the fines as well as the heavy materials and debris.
Yeah, that's a real advantage, innovative advantage, I think, too. Well, certainly for certain sweeping situations, because having that digger effect is really needed sometimes. And of course, recognizing that, and that the plastic is going to wear faster than the metal is if you're in digging type situations where you really need to get heavy material packed in out of the curb line. That makes perfect sense, and it's something that I would certainly recommend our listeners take a look at if they feel like that might be something that would help them. When we started off, you said, we sell street sweeping brooms and brushes, but the fact is it's all segments of the market: parking area sweeping, construction sweeping, and so forth. And
it's a sweeper on the road in North America. From North America, we manufacture the sweep line.
Yeah, that's the thing. You have a product really designed for pretty much any sweeper in the marketplace. What else should we know about brooms? What to look for when somebody is evaluating a gutter broom, a main broom, so forth? Let's start with a gutter broom. Well, it can be seen as a commodity, and yet those of us on the inside know that brooms are not a commodity whatsoever. There's different qualities by different manufacturers out there. And what do you suggest that you say, hey, we're quality leaders? What would you suggest that somebody look for to tell whether a broom is quality built, or how to compare a broom to somebody else's product?
With the entire product line, what we look for our customers to say is they get production. We're a production manufacturing facility, and our customers are production-oriented people. They need to sweep and clean the best possible the first time, and our customers are looking for the highest quality product to increase and maintain their production rates. And so that's where we drive from, and our quality allows people to achieve those production rates. A not the same product, changing it more often, you're going back a second and a third time, and you're not getting to where you want to be. And a very expensive sweeper is not performing at their optimal level.
Yeah.
Look at quality.
I think that's very well said. And one of the things that I've seen that contractors especially don't really look at, they look at price, and they don't really think about overall long-term price as much as they should. And that includes the cost of a technician changing out a broom. It includes the cost, as you say, of having to sweep twice. To feel like they need to leave the broom on a little longer till it's shorter than it should be because of not getting the kind of longevity they need out of their their brooms, and whether it's a main broom or a gutter broom. And, you know, something I'll toss in here, too, that really can make a difference in terms of longevity is how you tilt the gutter broom and have it address the curb line, too. How do you suggest that the gutter broom would be adjusted for maximum sweeping ability and, you know, maybe even several different types of sweeping? If you've got a lot of debris in the curb line, how do you want your broom that way? And if there's little debris, do you change? Do you recommend changing the angle and the attack?
You know, Ranger, I've learned over the years that I am not here to tell our customers how to, because they are professionals at their job and they do that every day. What we do is we put out the best brush in the business and give them the material, the proper commodities, the proper materials made in the proper way for them to perform for their sweeper at their optimal level. I've learned that the roads are all different, the debris is all different, the sweepers are all different. I can't even keep up. These guys are excellent professionals, and we give them the tools to do their job, but they use their tools the best way they know how.
Yes, very, very good. How do I compare, let's say I've got gutter brooms from another manufacturer and I want to give Keystone a try. How do I compare that your broom that just got here versus the one that I've had? Is there any way to really tell?
When you talk about gutter brooms, the gutter broom, you are walking a line of the stiffest wire possible with the most flexibility possible. So when you don't walk that line correctly, you have wires that break under your gutter broom. Turn your gutter brooms upside down and see what type of wire breakage you're experiencing. And if it's too soft, you'll see the wire curling upwards and pancaking out. So that's the balance, and we understand this. We source our products, our raw materials correctly. We have a very tight process control, and we walk that line very, very well and have renowned for the quality, success, and the performance and production of that brush. If one of those factors are off, you're not going to be as productive as you would with our product.
Mm-hmm. That's and another question that I get quite a bit is, what's the difference between wire that's oil tempered and wire that isn't? Are there competitive advantages both ways, or price differences?
The tempered product has been pretty much removed from the North American market because the process of manufacturing it is EPA prohibitive and been phased out. So there's another process that the high quality product goes towards, and that's a patented process. It's a way of annealing wire to allow it to have the qualities that I just mentioned. Excellent stiffness with flexibility and having the processes to turn that wire into a gutter broom product without ruining it, frankly, making it the best product possible.
And have you seen, I think another question that I get asked a lot is, are air sweepers coming more to the fore now? Are you seeing in your orders and customers that there are more air sweepers than there are broom sweepers, or there's an increase in the number of air sweepers versus broom sweepers, or vice versa? I know that there's a body of knowledge that says that you'll pick up more fines and remove them out of the air and out of our stormwater runoff pollution into water with air sweepers rather than broom sweepers. So it appears that there's a movement toward air sweepers. Is that something that you would validate, that you think that there is that that change going on?
Yeah, I would not know those numbers from a actual point. I mean, it feels like it is, but I would not know those numbers. The OEMs would, we would be selling the gun brooms that went along with an air sweeper. There's different regeneratives out there that have underbelly brooms that are successful, but once again, I'm not.
That's just not your area to know. Yeah, that's
not my,
sure.
It's not my, my area, and I respect people that it is their area.
Yeah. What is it that I guess you know? I'm not sure of other questions to ask about how Keystone operates, or you know, what gives you a better value proposition. You feel, you know, against the competition. It's a pretty friendly competition, of course, in the U.S. I don't know about the international market nearly as well. Is there anything else we should know about Keystone or working with Keystone that you feel you'd like the people in the marketplace to understand?
Sure. I'll jump in here on this. I think one of the things that kind of separates Keystone and has separated Keystone and the products that we put out into the market over the years is that continued investment back into the business at Keystone and into the marketplace. I mean, this really has been being a family business for all these years, what Keystone does, just the passion within the company and, you know, for the company, for our people and our customers. So over the years, Keystone really, you know, has developed into the premier supplier to all of the OEMs and to all the distributors across North America and the world. So that's really what our kind of thing is, right? We supply all the OEMs and we work with all the distributors. We really don't go after direct business, which means we've built a partnership. So we see all of our customers truly as our partners and try to work together and build a really good product and deliver it on time for them to be able to supply their customers. So that's kind of how the business has grown, and we're kind of proud of that. To be able to do that and know that we're that kind of separates us a little bit, just kind of how we operate and how we work with our customers in the marketplace, and the fact that we've been doing this so long and continually investing back into the business means we've got the ability to really make the best product and really understand what that means to make the best product in the industry, right? It's just like all the stuff Brian said about understanding the wire, and that goes to understanding the strip rooms and the need to be able to ship products where, you know, certain types of tube rooms are expensive. So we work with customers and we work with the OEMs and distributors to understand the value of converting over to a strip room, the different value, the environmental aspects of it, how easy it is to change over. And then once we do that, we learn how to make that better ourselves and make a better product. So, I mean, really, to answer your question, it's just, you know, our ability to really, you know, be in this industry for 50 plus years and understand it and want to continue to grow in it with our customers.
Well, that was very well said, Michael. And I think that it really does make a difference when you are both an OEM supplier and a contractor supplier or public works supplier, because you get to hear both sides of it. I think you'll get one thing from your direct customers, and you may get something completely different from your OEMs, or not completely different, but very supportive. So, you know, you can hear something from a customer, and with your relationship with an OEM, go to the OEM and say, gee, are you hearing about more of this? Is this an isolated incident? And really get a handle on, you know, what the actual market is, rather than, you know, not knowing whether the input that you receive are outliers, or is there something, you know, really central that you should look at. So I think that is certainly an advantage that Keystone offers to the marketplace. Is there anything else that we should be talking about here that I haven't asked?
I think that gives us a good overview of who we are and what we do. And I always like to say our friends definitely know who we are and what we do for them. We appreciate the people we work with and look forward to working with other people and learning about what else is out there.
That makes perfect sense, and I think that's probably a good place to leave it. I want to put in your phone numbers and the website. If I'd like to order, let's say, 30 pallets of brooms, what number would I call? And if I wanted to see them first on the website, where would I go?
Sure. If you wanted to visit us on the website, it would be www.kpbrush.com. And you can always call us here, and the phone number is 908-561-1300.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Brian, and thank you very much, Michael. You certainly give a good overview and a good presentation of why somebody would want to work with Keystone Plastics. Much obliged. I'm sure, well, we're in contact all the time, and this interview sounds kind of formal, but you're some of the biggest movers and shakers in the power sweeping industry, and I appreciate the place at Keystone and the personnel. Thanks a lot.
Yes, and thank you very much, Ranger, and thank you everybody.